Manager Mike Schilt joins us. So appreciate the time, Mike. The manager's report with Mike Schilt is brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better. And, Mike, as soon as the game was over last night, you said, you know, this is what it's about. Can't wait for game five. Let's go. And your team has been great at putting, you know, losses behind them this year. How do you go about doing it this time?
Same way, you know, yeah. I feel good. We're just going to go play. I mean, there's no, I can appreciate the question, but, you know, we've done it all year. We're not going to stop now.
Mike, obviously, you know, in the presser yesterday, you said that you were pretty comfortable. If things got to this point, having a guy like you, Darvish, for game five, what is the advantage to having a guy like you, Darvish, for a moment like this?
Yeah, I'm really comfortable on a lot of levels. I mean, clearly it's going to be a challenge. I mean, yeah, you got a good club, but, you know, starting with Darvish, he just, I'm confident he's not going to make the situation bigger than it is. He's going to go, he's going to pitch. He's got a lot of pitches, clearly. He's been in big moments before. So in, you know, elimination games, you know, you want a bunch of guys that are just going to go and not make the experience anything bigger than it is, just go play baseball. But that's what this thing's going to come down to. It just always will, whether it's, you know, April, May, game five, game six, game seven. You know, any kind of game that, you know, allows you to move on or win the whole thing, you know, it's always about just going out and being able to go play baseball and execute and do what the game calls for, as Scotty would say. And I'm comfortable and confident in you that he'll give us the best chance to do that.
Mike Schilt is with us. Dodgers, Padres, can't wait tomorrow night. Mike, what are you happiest about with your ball club through the first four games of this series? And what are you maybe least happy about, if there's anything, through the first four games?
I mean, listen, you know, I'm pleased about a lot of things. It's been a kind of a classic series already for a lot of the good reasons and a lot of, you know, really, you know, dramatic reasons that are unnecessary, quite candidly. But I just continue to be impressed, proud of how our guys compete and how our guys carry themselves. It's a really, really special group that has a lot of special people that takes a lot of shots, which you're going to take shots at this level, founded, unfounded, and but they're just showing up and getting after it. You know, I mean, I'm not sure how to answer the other question. You know, as far as displeased, I mean, yeah, we'd like to have already won it and be moving on. Clearly, that would have been nice. But I think sometimes we forget, you know, the other side's trying too.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting to me. Oh, they're not doing this. Oh, he's not doing that. Oh, I wish we could play perfect. And I wish every decision worked out, you know, 100%. That'd be awesome. The good news is a high percentage of what we've done, our guys have done, it's been pretty darn good. And it's a hard game, and we play it very well, and we go about it exceptionally well, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow night.
Mike Schilt joins us here, manager of the San Diego Padres. And Mike, you guys had the second best road record in all of baseball this season. And my question is, what goes into, you know, having so much success on the road? And certainly in a moment like this, you're on a road, hostile environment. How does that come into play for a game like this?
I know we'll draw from the experience of that. That's important. It is a big part of the success of this club that's been built around just taking advantage of every opportunity you get, regardless of circumstance. I know that sounds cliche, but that is something that's way harder to actually do. And Tony, you know this. Easier said than done. And this group, they bring it. And it doesn't matter, home, road, hostile environment, cold, hot, day game, night game, tough loss, big win, going to show up the next day and get after it. And and then do it, you know, be prepared and look to execute and play the game the right way and do it together. And when you do that, really the environment or the situation becomes secondary. It's just about taking care of business.
Mike, is there a thought to, you know, maybe tweak anything for game three, you know, whether it's a lineup or anything? Or are you going to be, are you of the type that is more likely to stick with what's got us here?
I'll let you answer that question.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think you're going to tweak everything, and I think you're going to put the names in a hat and pick a lineup out. There you go.
You nailed it. You got me. I'm just now finishing up, you know, cutting up the names and the squares, and you know, I'm bringing Brian Esposito in here to bring the hat, and we'll just start drawing them.
There you go. That's what I fully expected.
Yeah, I mean, look, we got here, man. I don't know what to say. You know,
yeah,
we ride with who got us here, and I don't know what the suggestion would be. You know, we scored 10 runs, we scored 6 runs, we get shut out by pretty really darn good bullpen. They made a lot of pitches, didn't make a lot of mistakes. You know, I don't see anything dramatically changing.
Mike, you've managed for quite a long time. You've been in this game for quite a long time. I'm not sure how many of these elimination games you've been involved. I know you've been in at least one. It came against the team you're managing now. How is there any difference in managing in an elimination game versus game 1, 2, or 3? Like, is there obviously a X and O's difference, and do you feel a difference when you're down in that dugout?
You know, there's elimination games definitely are different. I've been in a fair amount of them. You know, had the good fortune of being on 3 championship clubs in the minor leagues that I managed, and being a part of organization at one, and being a part of, you know, seeing what that looked like from a staff perspective and being, you know, in the organization. So, you know, good experience in doing it, talking to people that have done it. One of them that, you know, won 3 World Series and was just in San Diego, Tony La Russa, you know, texted with him last night after the game, just going back and forth about stuff. Answer your question. Yeah, it's different. It's clearly different than trying to win the last game of a series or the last game before a day off. But the reason I bring those things up is because there's, you know, when you have freedom, you know, to handle your bullpen, then that allows you to do more things. The thing about the elimination game that, you know, is wonderful, is, you know, you want to be able to score early. You want to try to get that lead. You want to put pressure on them. And then, you know, you want to make sure you continue to see what it looks like and trust your, you know, starter in Darvish tomorrow. And we'll just evaluate what it looks like, and we'll let the game dictate, you know, the moves like we've done all year. And me and you talked about this, Tony. You know, I've managed fairly aggressively to, you know, especially when we have these type of opportunities to look to win games. And we've been able to do that. And, you know, nothing's going to ultimately change. We just know this is a game that we, you know, have to win. And we'll, much like every game we've played this year, we'll take it as it comes and get it and go get after it and know that, you know, we win, we move on. And so we'll get after it the best we can and trust our guys to compete and execute.
Mike, we wish you the best of luck. I don't want to keep Mr. Esposito waiting any longer with the hat to pick out the lineup. So please, best of luck. I mean, you know, I'm wishing you that from all of San Diego. And we'll see you back here on Sunday, hopefully for game 1 of the NLCS.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, no, we'll be there. We're excited. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, sir. The Manager's Report with Mike Shildt, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.